This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio.
Final seconds. It's over. It's over. Cleveland is a city of champions once again. The Cavaliers are NBA champions.
From the Quicken Loan Studios in Houston, Texas. Quicken Loans. Take advantage of historic low rates. Go to Rocket Mortgage today. Here's your host, 6'1", former Oklahoma Sooner basketball player, Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Alyssa Walker Campbell, we are so glad you are with us on this Friday night at the next generation of sports radio, SB Nation Radio, and the Big E Sports Show. We're loaded over the next 2 hours with some outstanding guests. And I tell you what, it has been another exciting week of college hoops. And that's where we're going to start our conversation tonight. We are going to start with some college news and notes and shining the spotlight in our first segment on the Connecticut women's basketball team. The Huskies are the most successful women's program in the nation. They just got their 100th consecutive win. It's just been an incredible ride for Gino Auriemma. We are delighted to open up the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line with Ken Davis, well-known author and sports writer. He's a guy that lives right there in the Northeast. He is, in fact, he's in Connecticut and very familiar with UConn women's basketball. Ken, good evening. It's wonderful to have you back in the saddle. And I want to open up with the first question on what was your reaction to the Huskies celebrating another astonishing sports milestone?
Well, they just keep adding to the list of all the amazing streaks and championships and mind-boggling accomplishments that, you know, we've come to, I don't know, take for granted. I mean, living here in Connecticut, I'm about 10 minutes away from Gamble Pavilion, which is, you know, was built, opened up in 1990, I think mostly with men's basketball program in mind. And then 5 years after that building opened, Gino Auriemma won his first national championship. And since 1995, they've won 11 of those titles. So it quickly became, you know, talking about Gamble, we were talking before we went on the air that, you know, that you saw a crowd of 10,000 in Oklahoma when you were covering the Sooners. You know, that's a routine capacity for the UConn women when they're playing in Gamble. And, of course, just like the men, they play games in the XL Center, too, in Hartford. And they get bigger crowds sometimes there, sometimes smaller crowds, depending on who they're playing. But, you know, to look back in the 90s when they first opened up Gamble, I mean, it was like they got good crowds because because Gino was starting to get the program going, and it was kind of a novelty because the men's games were always sold out. So if you wanted to see this brand new campus facility, a lot of people started going to the women's games, you know, just to be able to get into the building. And now, you know, they have their own niche in sports history here. And, you know, to win 100 games in a row is mind-boggling. There's a lot of comparisons between Gino and John Wood and UCLA and UConn. I don't really get into those comparisons a lot because they're two different sports, they're two different eras. But if you win 100 in a row, and the thing about Gino, the way he schedules, I mean, this team has been in the Big East and the American Athletic Conference now, and the conference competition has never been very good. And you and I were talking about this too. We'd like to see some of the teams do better recruiting and make things more competitive within league play. But when you consider that they've won, they beat South Carolina the other night to get this 100 in a row. And I believe South Carolina came in ranked sixth in both polls. But they've won 30 of their last 38 against teams ranked in the top five, including the last 16. I mean, that just doesn't happen. And so you're talking about the best, you know, the best that the country has to offer. If you look outside that dilemma in conference play where they just route people by, totally obscene scores. They're always playing Baylor and Notre Dame, and South Carolina's had good teams in recent years. That's the impressive part, you know.
Yeah. Well, they continue to dominate and rewrite history as we talk about the UConn women's basketball team. But Ken, you have tracked, you've followed the program for many years. So let's pinpoint what has been the key to success at UConn. They've been able to sustain it. And can you just kind of give us a sense of what are some of those key ingredients in terms of recruiting?
I think Gino goes out and he knows exactly what he's looking for. The players who will fit his program, first of all, in every way, you know, as top players and also as great representatives of the university off the court as well. And they're good people. And they stay together. They become a family when they're under Gino. And you know, Chris Daly is one of the best-known assistant coaches in men's or women's basketball. And there's been a lot of loyalty. Obviously, Chris could have taken jobs anywhere, but she decided to stay with Gino, and they form a good combination. And then the other assistant coaches have often had ties to UConn, and there's that, I think, that really strong family thing. And I know that term may get overused. I mean, the Patriots talked about being a family, and other champions, the Cubs, you hear that all the time. But this, it really is that strong feeling. And I think the recruits that come in obviously are top recruits in the country, but they've grown up watching UConn, because who gets more TV publicity than the UConn program? And they know what to expect from Gino. They know he's going to be tough, but he's also funny and sarcastic, and they know how to filter what he's saying, and they know also from his involvement in USA basketball, winning Olympic gold, that it works on every level, you know. And it was a great thing last summer when Diana Taurasi and Sue Bird were there probably for their last times in the Olympics, and you know, they were winning them even before Gino got involved in USA basketball. But they win another gold, and they're there together, and it meant so much to the two of them. I wrote about that back in the summer. It was really a fascinating thing. We had the opportunity to kind of, I haven't covered the Olympics in a long, long time, but we were able to see right here on campus a training camp that was held, I think it was in like late January, early February last year, which was really the only chance they got to play together before they went off to the Olympics. And unlike other countries who have a national team and they're together all the time, and you know, he's bringing in great players from all over the country, but the nucleus is former UConn players, and they know how to tell the other kids whether they're coming in from Baylor or North Carolina or wherever they might be coming in from, how to, and adjust to Gino's way. But he, watching him run that camp just for a few hours, this is very fascinating to see. I've seen his practices before and all that, but just to have all these other people in, and he knows them obviously through the years. He knows what their talents are. He knows how to bring out the very best. But I think recruiting wise, he has a chance to pick from the cream of the crop, and he takes that pool. And he narrows it down to the ones that are going to fit what he wants to do, and they're going to accept his coaching. And just over the years, he's developed that tremendous knack from Rebecca Lobo all the way up to now to this current group with Katie Lou Samuelson and a new group of stars who took over for a team last year. And you just compare last year to this year, and they were expected to win last year and had all those great players that had come back for their fourth, three of them won their fourth national championship.
Right.
And then they start all over this year, and you really didn't know what to expect. You know they're going to be good, but how can they match what was done last year? But they're doing a pretty good job.
Yes. Hey, author, sports writer, fanragsports.com. You can check him out. Ken Davis is with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Ken is joining us tonight on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, and we are inside the Quicken Loans Studios. You know, several times as we are zeroing in on the UConn program, you've talked about recruiting. So I want you to share with our listeners tonight, what type of players does Gino Auriemma go after? I mean, the women's game, if you followed it, you've tracked it, it's evolved. It's changed throughout the years. And, you know, it seems like so many of the coaches today, they're looking for players that have the versatility.
Yeah, I think versatility is a big thing. You know, some of these women come in, they've played different things in high school, and they come here and they have a different role completely. But I think that's one of the great things in his mind. He can envision the role they will play.
Hey, we're hooping it up, talking college basketball with Ken Davis, author and sports writer with FanRagSports.com. We will be right back here at SB Nation Radio.